So let us continue in prayer. Oh God, we know that nothing can separate us from your love. And whether we are physically together or apart, we are still part of the body of Christ. So as we come before you in worship to read your word and listen for your voice, open our eyes to your presence in our lives and open our lives to your grace and power. Amen. Now, these verses from the gospel that we're about to hear are a continuation of Luke's Sermon on the Plain, which we heard part of last week. In this passage, Jesus does not offer an exhaustive list of ethical sayings for the community, but rather he gives examples of mercy in action within a community. He offers guidance in how the audience of this gospel can live and witness faithfully within their context. So now let us listen for God's word today as Patty reads to us from Luke 6, 27 to 38.
But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again.
Sorry.
Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen. And now, I don't know if there are any young disciples here, but there are some young at heart disciples here. Joel, wait, hold on a sec. Let me try and end this screen share. Here I go.
Alrighty. Hello, children of God.
I see now, Charlotte, by the way.
Oh, Charlotte's there. Hey, Charlotte. Now, have you ever seen or done something quite unexpected? Perhaps you've seen things that don't seem to be likely. Something maybe like a cat and a dog being friendly. You know, cats and dogs are usually fighting all the time. Or maybe you're wearing pants with polka dots right now. I don't see anything wrong with that, of course, but you have to guess some of these people that like these combinations. And then you wouldn't expect them to get along with it together at first, but sometimes they mesh well. So let's go on to some food combinations. Let's say I have some vanilla frosting. Now, what do you think I would put the vanilla frosting on? It's probably a cookie or a cupcake. Well, what if I put frosting on pretzels or crackers? It might seem strange at first, and then maybe we give it a try. Maybe it's not too bad. The taste of it being sweet and salty, it transforms it into a new taste. The sweet frosting makes the pretzel taste different. You know, love can do many things, making it sweeter. And in the Bible, Jesus talks about some unexpected combinations that can cause us to feel a little bit confused. Jesus told people that we should love our enemies and pray for people who hurt us. That doesn't sound fun at all, does it? But what does it mean? Well, God wants us to be kind to others, even those who are not very kind to us. Anyone can love someone who loves them in return. But when we are able to be nice to people who aren't so nice to us, that truly demonstrates the love that God has for us. Jesus died for us when we did nothing to deserve it, when we were still sinners. So we should show that kind of love for others around us. Now, this doesn't mean we should never stand up for ourselves and just let people beat us up all the time. It is important to have boundaries, and there might be people who we don't want to hang around with a lot. However, we can still pray for those people. Sometimes we need to keep a little distance and handle with care and prayer. We can act kindly and graciously and pray for others, especially since we don't know what they might be going through right now. For all we know, they might be having something going on in their lives that is a bad experience. When we do this, and when we exhibit kindness to those who aren't so kind, and when we pray for others and offer a smile where others frown, it will have a remarkable impact to them. Those opposite actions can change people, sort of like spreading frosting on a cracker. Our kindness can sweeten even the cruelest of the salty people. It might not seem like the natural or expected response. I mean, who would want to forgive or love someone who just hit you? Not really. There may be times that others don't change, and that's okay. God recognizes all that we do, and He will, and already has given us all we need. We remember the grace He has given us through Jesus and pass that on to those around us. And if we have a hard time showing a certain person love, we can ask God to help us with that as well. And He is always there to bless us and be with us. And He will grant us aid to love others. The aid? It's right here. Our congregation. All of us love one another. So think upon that throughout this week. And perhaps take some action with that. All righty. Let's pray and ask for God's help in loving others. Dear God, please help us to love others, whether they are kind to us or not. Help us to treat people with care and prayer. Thank you for loving us, even when we don't deserve it. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.